peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a privilege it is to welcome you on this second Sunday of Easter. Welcome, my friends. My name is Amanda Atkin. I'm one of the associate ministers here at Greystone, and we have special guests with us today. They are members of the Shiloh Restoration Church. That is a Swahili-speaking church here in North Raleigh. It has been my deepest blessing to be able to meet Pastor Felix, to meet members of his congregation, to worship with them, and I am so delighted that today you will also be able to worship with these friends. So, for the folks who are with us from Restoration Church, welcome. We are so glad that you are here. As we move through the service, some of it will be in languages that you don't understand, and some of it will be in languages that you do understand. What we know as Christians is that in the spirit of worship, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us and brings all of our offerings to God, and what a blessing that is. There are blue friendship registers in the pews, and if you wanted to start passing those among each other. Also, don't be afraid to introduce yourself to someone and to give a friendly smile. But as we enter into this time of worship and begin with worship, I will invite I will invite Wanda to come and lead us with our opening reading.
Aimidziwe Mungu, Baba wa Bwana wetu Yesu Kristu, ambaye rehema zake nyingi alituzaa kwa mara ya pili, tupate tumaini lenye uzima kwa ufufuka kwake Yesu Kristu katika wafu. Tupate na urisi usioharibika, wafu, tupate urisi usioharibika, usio na uchafu, usio nyauka, uliotunzwa mbinguni kwa ajili yenu. Nanyi unalindwa na nguvu za Mungu kwa njia ya imani, hata mpate wokovu ulio tayari kufufuliwa katika mwisho. Amen.
Well, good morning. Let's make sure this is on here. You got me, Richard? All right. Good morning, good morning. This is going to be a good taste of heaven. You're going to hear multiple languages even as we sing. And that's just the joy of being together. So I'm going to call all my friends forward that have been are going to help us with singing this morning. And let's see, Pastor Felix, any of those that you see out there called for? Let's all stand together.
Nous invitons tout le monde de se mettre debout et les chantres de passer devant ici pour célébrer la gloire du Seigneur.
I tell you what, while we're getting settled here with our singers, why don't we spend a little bit of time just greeting one another? Greet those around you in the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Come forward for our children's message, and y'all may be seated.
Welcome, everybody. Come on up. We are so glad to have so many people on this floor today. Welcome to everybody. So we have lots of people in our congregation who are sick, so I think it would be nice if we could wish them all well, because that's why I'm here today, because Miss April's family is sick. So let's put them in our hearts and say we wish you well, and go, mwah, wish them well. Wish all those sick people well. All right. So we are so glad to have lots of new friends. Look around the circle. Look how many people are here. We've got lots and lots of new friends. And this is really exciting because we know that in heaven, there it will be full of faces. Some of the faces will look like us. Some of the faces will not look like us. But it's just going to be full of happy, happy faces with Jesus. And God tells us to love each other as he has loved us. And one of the ways that we do that is we make friends with people. So what I'd like for you to do is look around at someone new on the floor and just go over and say hi. Tell them your name. You guys want to come over and say hello? Anybody want to come? Can you go say hello? You can wave to a friend. Can we wave and say welcome to our new friends? We are just so, so happy that you're here. So let's say a prayer, and then we'll send you back to your seats, and we'll let the grown-ups say hello to one another, too. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are just so thankful for all these new friends today. We thank you that you have knit us all together with lots of differences, but also lots of things that are the same. And Lord, we ask you to be with us today. And we thank you for all our blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In that spirit, you've already greeted one another, but you can say hello again while the children are moving back to their seats. We're so glad to have you here.
Bonjour à tous.
Greetings to all.
C'est pour nous une grande joie.
It brings great joy to us.
Pour voir la réalisation de cette journée.
To see the realization of this day.
Qui était pour nous un rêve.
Which was for us.
Qui était un rêve, mais aujourd'hui c'est devenu une réalité.
It was a dream, sorry, but now it's a reality.
Nous bénissons Dieu pour nous
we bless God for all of us.
Et pour la présence de tout un chacun de nous ici.
And for the presence of each and every single one of you.
Nous sommes très, très, très profondément dans la joie.
We are very, very, very in joy. We're very joyous.
Être parmi vous ce matin.
To be amongst you today.
Si nous essayons de réfléchir,
if we try to reflect,
quelques temps passés,
some time ago,
on était en train de penser
we were thinking,
sur comment
how,
nous pouvons faire
we could do,
pour prendre soin
to take care of,
de nos bien-aimés
of our beloved,
frères et sœurs
brothers and sisters,
qui ne comprennent pas l'anglais
that do not understand English,
rien que le Swahili,
or maybe Swahili
les amener
and bring them
dans la présence de Dieu
before the Lord.
Et être aussi actif
and to also be active
dans les affaires de Dieu.
In the affairs of God.
Et pendant qu'on était en train de prier,
and while we were praying,
Dieu avait aussi touché certains parmi nous
God also touched, certain people amongst us.
Pour réfléchir ensemble.
For us to all think together.
Et à partir de ces réflexions,
and from that, reflection, everything,
aujourd'hui,
today,
nous avons l'accomplissement
we have the accomplishment
de l'implantation
and implantation
de l'église Shiloh Restoration.
Of the church Shiloh, Restoration.
Et ce n'était pas à cause de nos efforts.
And it was not by our effort.
Nous savons
we know
que sans vous,
that without you,
on n'allait pas être là où nous sommes.
We would not be where we are.
Nous sommes très reconnaissants
we are very thankful
de tout votre soutien
for all your care
sur tous les plans.
On all our plans.
Quand on venait de l'Afrique,
when we came from Africa,
on pensait
we thought
qu'aux États-Unis,
that the United States,
on ne peut pas trouver des gens
we could not find anyone
qui peuvent nous accepter.
That could maybe accept us.
Contrairement,
but on contrary,
arrivé ici,
arriving here,
nous avons reçu
we have received
des parents
parents
au milieu de nous.
Amongst us.
C'est pourquoi
this is why,
dans notre église,
in our church,
à chaque fois que Pasteur Amanda vient nous visiter,
every time the pastor comes to visit us,
nous ne l'appelons pas Pasteur,
we don't call him pastor,
mais nous l'appelons Maman.
But we call her, mother.
Elle est plus qu'une maman pour nous. À chaque fois qu'il y a quelque chose dans la vie de tout un chacun de nous, elle a toujours été présente. Et non seulement elle, mais vous aussi. Nous sommes vraiment reconnaissants. Nous bénissons Dieu pour vous. Nous bénissons Dieu pour votre soutien. Nous bénissons aussi Dieu pour votre assistance. Vous ne pouvez pas imaginer combien Dieu est en train de se manifester dans la vie de nos membres de Shiloh
Restoration.
Et c'est là
and this is why,
à cause de vos prières
because of your prayers,
et à cause de vos soutiens.
And because of all your cares and support,
que Dieu vous bénisse
may the Lord bless you
et continue à vous bénir aussi davantage.
And may he continue to bless you all in advance.
Et nous croyons
and we believe
que notre unité
that our unity
va nous amener
will bring us
à réaliser des grandes choses.
To realize and accomplish great things.
Nous sommes très contents
we're very happy
de vous avoir
to have you
parmi nous.
Amongst
que Dieu vous bénisse.
May the Lord bless you all.
Amen. Amen.
Felix, we're going to move into a time of prayer as is the tradition with Restoration Church. We are going to take a moment to hear if there are any prayer requests from those here. So, are there any requests before we have a time of prayer together?
Est-ce que nous avons un sujet de prière que nous voulons prier ensemble?
So we have one from a niece who's dealing with an illness and has some health concerns. Thank you.
Our sister Dottie's surgery on Tuesday.
That's right. So one from our congregation is having surgery on Tuesday for a broken arm. Yes. So a couple that we always have at Restoration Church is one for leadership within the church to be raised up, to be called, and to be empowered in that way, and also for peace in the Congo, where many who are worshiping with us today have family members who are still living in some of the turmoil in that country. You'll also notice those from our own prayer list, many in our congregation who are either dealing themselves with some health situations or might be dealing with family members who may have some health situations. Oh, yes?
For Pastor Felix, who has brought this flock to join our flock.
And for a wonderful morning of worship together. Yes, Brother Mark?
And the church would like to know, I'm sure, that Pastor Felix and Nicole have two other children that are not in this country, and they've been caught up in all of the row around the bands. But they should be coming soon, and they've made preparation for that. So we're praying for Felix and Nicole's teenage children that should arrive soon.
All right. So for those that couldn't hear, Brother Mark in the front, Felix and Nicole, and their two teenage children who we hope will arrive soon. Yes. So his son is going to be starting at a university next year and to have even more opportunities open through that. Thank you. Well, let's have a word of prayer together. Pastor Felix is going to start, and then I will close this in a minute.
Père, dans le nom de Jésus, nous te bénissons parce que tu es merveilleux. Il est écrit, il n'y a rien que tu ne peux jamais faire. Sur la croix de Calvaire, tu dis que tout a été accompli, y compris des maladies et tout autre chose. Et tout un chacun qui a un problème d'opération ou quelques maladies, oh Dieu, nous te demandons que tu puisses te guérir au nom de Jésus. Ceux qui ont besoin de ton secours, oh Père éternel, laisse que tu puisses étendre ta main puissante et libère toutes sortes de miracles, oh Dieu, dans leur vie, afin qu'ils puissent voir et savoir que tu es le Dieu qui agit éternellement. Merci, oh Père, pour tout ce que nous venons de t'adresser en ce moment. Nous croyons que tu nous as écoutés et certainement nous le verrons s'accomplir dans le nom de Jésus. Nous avons accepté.
Gracious God, you welcome all into your kingdom. We are grateful people, grateful for this morning, for new friends, and for a chance to worship with old friends. We are grateful that you brought each of us to this place on this morning, that you have fostered a community of happiness, of smiling faces, and a spirit of joy as we worship together. We thank you for our friends from Restoration Church, and we pray that you would continue to build up leaders within their congregation. We pray for the people of the Congo, so many family and friends that are still there. We ask that you bring peace both in that country and in the hearts and minds of those who are here, who love them and care for them. We pray for those who are continuing to deal with health situations, either of themselves or of their family members. We ask that you grant peace and comfort in all things. And Lord, for those who are nearing celebrations, whether it be going to universities or being connected again to family members who are soon to be coming to this country, we give you thanks. And as your spirit continues to move through this place this morning, might we be reminded of the world and the kingdom which is to come, where people will worship together of different cultures and of different languages and tongues because of your name, proclaiming glory to God to all. We ask this prayer in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
morning. Our scripture reading for today is Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in thee I take refuge. I say to the Lord, thou art my Lord. I have no good apart from thee. As for the saints in the land, they are the noble, in whom is all my delight. Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their libations of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion in my cup. Thou holdest my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel in the night. Also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also dwells secure. For thou dost not give me up to Sheol, or let thy godly ones see the pit. Thou dost show me the path of life. In thy presence there is fullness of joy. In thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. Thanks be to God.
It's the Sunday after Easter.
Ni Jumapili baada Pasaka.
It feels different, doesn't it?
Ni kama tofauti kivile.
In many ways, that's a good different.
Ni kitu ambacho cha maana sana katika njia moja ama nyingine.
Our brothers and sisters from Restoration Church are here.
Wandugu zetu toka Restoration Church leo nasi hapa.
Hasn't the service been good so far? Say
no.
Amen. Say yes.
Semeni amena.
Later in the service, we will celebrate baptism. These are all good things.
Kutokana na kipindi cha ubatizo, na hii ni kitu kizuri sana.
Last Sunday was Easter.
Jumapili iliyopita ilikuwa Pasaka.
It was different.
Ilikuwa tofauti.
We knew it and felt it.
Tulijua na tukaifuatilia.
This Sunday?
Na hii Jumapili pia.
Things feel normal.
Na mambo huwa inaonekana kawaida.
We are thinking about what we have to do to prepare for Monday.
Tuko tunawaza jinsi gani tutafanya ili tutayarishe siku ya kesho.
Going back to work.
Kurudi kazini.
To school.
Mashuleni.
Maybe what we would be doing if we hadn't come to church.
Na wengine watakuja kanisani.
We appreciate that Christ is risen.
Na tunafurahia sana kufufuka kwa Yesu Kristo.
But our lives feel pretty much like they did a few weeks ago.
Lakini maisha yetu yanaendelea kuwa vile kama ilivyokuwa siku zilizopita.
Has anything really changed?
Je, kuna kitu ambacho kimebadilika?
That's why we need Psalm 16.
Hiyo ni kitu ambacho tunakihitaji.
It's an important psalm, but not a well-known psalm.
Ni iwe kama nyimbo na iwe ya maana sana katikati yetu.
But Jesus and his followers knew this psalm.
Na Yesu na wafuasi wake walijua hicho kitu.
Peter and Paul both quote Psalm 16.
Petro na Paulo.
They use it in the Acts of the Apostles.
Walitumikisha ile kitu.
When they talk about the resurrection of Jesus.
Wakati walikuwa wakiongelea kuhusu ufufuo wa Yesu Kristo.
They refer to this psalm.
Kutokana na hii verse.
We need to hear this psalm today because we need to be reminded.
Tunatakiwa kusikia hii wimbo leo kwa kuwa tunatakiwa kukumbushwa.
Of the truth that the writer knew so well.
Na ukweli ambao uko hapo.
He is so connected with God.
Inakamatana sana na Mungu.
That he feels God's presence wherever he goes.
Na hapo walikuwa wakiona uwepo wa Mungu kila mahali ambapo walikuwa wakifikia.
And whatever he does.
Na kila ambacho walikuwa wakifanya.
What a gift that must be.
Ilikuwa ni kama zawadi kubwa.
This is not always the case for us.
Na hiyo haitakuwa issue sana kwetu.
Life can be difficult.
Maisha inaweza kuwa magumu.
And we wonder, is God still with us?
Lakini tunajua kama Mungu bado yuko pamoja nasi.
But the writer of this psalm does not have any doubts.
Lakini mwandishi wa hii wimbo alikuwa hajakuwa na lugha tofauti ama nini?
He is confident that God is good and gracious.
Alikuwa anajua kama Mungu ni mzuri na mwenye kujawa na neema.
God will meet all his needs.
na alikuwa akijibu kwa mahitaji yao.
In the first verse we read,
na verse ya kwanza tuliyosoma,
protect me, O God,
inasema nilinde Mungu,
for in you I take refuge,
kwa yale yote ambayo atakuwa kunitokea.
It tells us that the writer was in trouble.
Inatuonesha kama mwandishi alikuwa mwenye shida kidogo.
Whether it was trouble in his country,
alikuwa akisumbuliwa labda na nchi yake,
trouble in his family,
labda familia yake,
trouble in his own life,
labda maisha yake ya kipekee,
there was trouble,
kulikuwa na shida,
and he needed protection,
na alikuwa na haja ya ulinzi.
So he goes to God for help.
Na hiyo ilikuwa kwa Mungu kivile.
What do we do when we're in trouble?
So tunatakiwa kufanya nini wakati tuko ndani ya shida?
When we're scared for our life?
Wakati tunaogopa kuhusu maisha yetu?
When the world is falling apart around us?
Wakati kuna vitu vibaya ambavyo vinatuzunguka?
Of course we pray.
Kweli tunaomba.
Or maybe we pray, of course.
Kweli tunaomba.
That's what we've been taught that we should do.
Hiyo ndio kitu ambacho tumeambiwa tunatakiwa kufanya.
But is that the first thing?
Na hiyo ni jambo la kwanza.
Is that the first thing we do?
Hiyo ni jambo la kwanza tunafanyaga?
I confess that I find trouble making it the first thing I do.
Na najikuta nilikuwa kwenye shida kufanya hicho kitu cha kwanza.
When I'm in trouble,
wakati niko ndani ya shida,
I try to find a way out.
Na wakati najitafutia jinsi,
I try to work things out.
Natafuta kutumikisha nguvu zangu,
I try to solve the problem myself.
Na wakati natafuta kuleta suluhisho kwangu mwenyewe,
and then I pray.
Na naomba pia.
Trying to get out of trouble is not a bad thing to do.
Na najua kujitafutia kuleta suluhisho sio jambo mbaya kivile.
We should do everything we can.
Tunatakiwa kufanya kila ambacho tunaweza kukifanya.
To help our world.
Kusaidia dunia.
To help our friends.
Kusaidia marafiki.
To help our lives be.
Kusaidia maisha yetu.
More of what God wants them to be.
Jinsi gani Mungu anapendelea iwe.
Filled with grace and peace.
Na kujisikia kuwa na neema na raha.
But this song.
Lakini hii wimbo.
Is telling us.
Inatuambia.
That the first thing we should
do. Ya kama kitu cha kwanza cha kufanya.
Prayer first.
Ni kuomba kwanza.
Then action.
Kisha ma action zifate nyuma.
In this prayer, the writer of the psalm confesses that God is Lord.
Na umwandishi alisema kabisa kama Mungu ni Mungu kabisa na naenea.
By saying that God is Lord.
Na kusema vile.
He's saying that he is God's servant.
Na alisema kama yeye ni mtumishi wa Mungu.
In the Old Testament way of thinking,
na mawazo yake,
a servant is a person.
Na mfanyakazi ni nani? Ni yule mtu
who all of their actions and even their identity,
na kutokana na utu wake na kazi ambazo anazifanya,
are defined by their relationship to the Lord.
Inaendana kabisa na jinsi yake ya kuishi na Mungu.
So when the writer says, "You are my Lord,"
na wakati mwandishi alisema uko Mungu wangu,
he's reminding himself.
Alikuwa anajikumbusha mwenyewe.
He's reminding all of us.
Alikuwa anatukumbusha sisi sote.
That every part of his life,
ya kama kila hali ya maisha,
is focused on this relationship.
Inaendana na hiyo hali yake na Mungu.
So if we're in trouble,
na wakati tuko ndani ya shida,
if we feel like we need to do something,
na wakati tunajisikia tunatakiwa kufanya kitu,
to get out of trouble,
na kutoka kwenye hiyo shida,
then what we do,
tunafanya nini,
will be determined,
tunatakiwa kufanya hivi,
by our relationship,
kutokana na jinsi tunaishi na Mungu.
This is why prayer is so important.
Hii ni maombi yake ya maana sana.
This is why resting and trusting in God is so important.
Hichi ni kitu ambacho anakionacha maana sana kwa Mungu.
Because it changes what we do.
Kwa kuwa mabadiliko.
When we are praying like the psalmist.
Wakati tunaomba.
Then instead of acting with hate.
Na tusifanye kitu na kuchukizwa.
We act with love.
Tunafanya na upendo mkubwa.
If we are praying first.
Wakati tunaomba kwanza.
Instead of fighting back.
Na tusipigane kwanza.
We turn the other cheek.
Tunafungua ingine.
Just like Jesus taught us.
Kama jinsi Yesu alituambia.
Prayer.
Maombi.
When and how and where we pray.
Tu wapi na jinsi gani tunaomba sasa.
Shows us and our world.
Inatuonesha sisi na dunia nzima.
Who our God is.
Na Mungu ni nani.
And our God changes.
Na mabadiliko yetu.
Who we are.
Kama jinsi tuko.
And how we act.
Na jinsi gani tuko.
Through prayer.
Ni maombi.
I've been reading the psalm this week.
Alikuwa anasoma hii wiki iliyopita.
I've realized this writer has something different.
Alikuwa na kitu cha tofauti.
Something I want.
Ni kitu ambacho anakihitaji mwenyewe.
He is so bold and confident.
Alikuwa anajiamini sana.
Even in the face of trouble.
Hata kama alikuwa anapitia shida.
He seems completely at peace.
Alionekana kuwa na amani kabisa.
Did you hear what he was talking about?
Je, mlisikia nini ambacho alikuwa akiongelea?
A glad heart.
Na alikuwa na roho mweupe.
A singing soul.
Na alikuwa na roho tulivu kivile.
Sleeping well at night.
Alikuwa analala vizuri na amani.
Abundant joy.
Alikuwa anajawa na furaha.
Does he have the secret to happiness?
Je, kuna mtu amepata siri ya furaha pia?
Do you want the secret to happiness?
Je, unataka hiyo siri ya furaha?
See, it's not a secret.
Kama sio siri kivile.
The psalmist is bold in telling us how.
Anatuambia jinsi gani.
As far as he's seen in his life and in the world around him.
Kama vile aliona maisha yake na jinsi ulimwengu ulikuwa kimzunguka.
True happiness and security.
Amani ya kweli.
Can only come from one place.
Inatoka nafasi moja tu.
Complete trust.
Ni kukua na uaminifu kwa Mungu tu.
Everything the psalmist does is wrapped up.
Kila ambacho alikifanya yeye mwandishi.
In his love of God.
Ilikuwa ni kuonesha upendo wa Mungu.
Is that it?
Je, ni hiyo?
Love God?
Kumpenda Mungu.
That's the secret to happiness?
Je, hiyo ni siri ya furaha?
That's it.
Ni hiyo.
But we must remember that happiness doesn't give us everything we want.
Je, tunatakiwa kujua kama kuwa na furaha haitupati kile tunachokihitaji.
Doesn't necessarily make our lives easier.
Na haifanyi maisha yetu kuwa nyepesi.
Happiness is more about joy.
Furaha inaendana tu na jinsi yako ya kuishi furaha na kadhalika.
It's being pleased with all that God has given us.
Na hiyo ni ambacho tunamshukuru Mungu kwa ile ambayo ametupatia.
Life changes.
Maisha, mabadiliko ya maisha.
There are good times and bad times.
Kuna wakati mzuri na wakati mbaya.
But God is with us through it all.
Lakini Mungu anatulinda kwa yale yote.
If we will rest and trust.
Na wakati tunamwamini Mungu.
Our God will be faithful.
Mungu atakuwa mwenye kufurahi.
And we will be able to withstand.
Na tutasimama.
Both the good times.
Na wakati mzuri.
And the bad times.
Na wakati mbaya vile vile.
It's that simple.
Je, ni jambo kawaida?
And it's that hard.
Na ni jambo ngumu kivile.
So how do we do it? How do we trust and rest in God?
Je, namna gani sasa tukamwamini Mungu?
I don't know that there's a simple or easy answer.
Siwazi kama kuna swali nyepesi.
Perhaps the best way is to follow.
Yawezekana njia mwafaka ni kumfuata.
Some advice.
Kufuata mashauri.
It was.
Na.
If you want to be like someone.
Ukitafuta kuwa kama mtu fulani.
Try doing what they do.
Jikaze ufanya na anayefanya ule mtu.
So if you want to be a runner.
Ukipenda uwe mkimbiaji.
Learn what runners do.
Jifunze jinsi gani wakimbiaji wanafanyaga.
Do those things.
Nafanya hivyo vitu.
If you want to be a writer.
Ukitafuta kuwa mwandishi.
Surround yourself with other writers.
Jikaze kuwa karibu na waandishi.
Copy their process.
Angalia jinsi gani wanafanyaga vitu na uige.
If you want to be a good friend.
Ukitafuta kuwa na rafiki mzuri.
Think about good friends in your life.
Waza kuhusu yule rafiki mzuri ambao ulikuwa naye katika maisha yako.
And do what they do.
Na ufanye kile alikuwa anafanya.
So maybe that same idea applies here.
Na hiyo inaweza ikawa wazo mmoja kutokana na yale ambayo tulisoma.
If we want happiness and joy and peace.
Tukitaka furaha, amani.
Then we should do what the writer of this psalm does.
Tunatakiwa kufuata ambayo mwandishi aliandika.
Pray before we act.
Kuomba mbele ya kufanya kitu.
Show our trust in God.
Kuonesha ile imani yetu kwa Mungu.
God always has been.
Na Mungu yuko tayari.
And always will be.
Na atakuwa tayari.
Faithful.
Mwaminifu.
God will never take us down a path.
Mungu hatatuacha tuanguke chini.
That God is not already on.
Mungu iko tayari kwa kila wakati.
And all the paths of God.
Na yale yote.
Will take us to the path of life.
Itatupeleka katika maisha.
This Sunday.
Hii Jumapili.
The Sunday after Easter.
Hii Jumapili kabla ya baada ya Pasaka.
We are reminded.
Tunakumbushwa.
That even though everything seems the same.
Hata kama mambo yanafanana.
The world has been changed.
Lakini dunia imebadilika.
Death will not hold on to us.
Na haitatusubiri.
Even the grave.
hata kama msalaba
cannot separate us from God's love.
Hawezi ikatuweka mbali na Mungu.
And if death cannot separate us from God,
na eskeneze katutoa kabisa mbali na Mungu maisha magumu ama kifo, nini hasa inaweza?
The writer of Psalm has seen God's faithfulness.
Aliona uwezo wa Mungu mwandishi.
In every aspect of his life.
Katika kila hali ya maisha.
And so have we.
Na hivyo.
Hear and believe the good news.
Sikia na amini maandiko.
In God's presence.
Na uwepo wa Mungu.
There is fullness and joy.
Itakuwa kwetu.
Amen.
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 Walk with us as we walk with you in serving our community. May we respond to your tremendous love for us with glad hearts and generous giving. We offer these gifts in the sweet holy name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. You are going to listen to something different. Amen.
When we first sat together,
wakati tulianza pamoja,
and talked about the beginnings of this beautiful church,
na kuanza, na kusema mwanzo ya ikanisa,
there was a shared history.
Kulikuwa na tulichanga, tulibadilishiana, tulienda kuambiana mahistoria.
For many of you,
kwa wengi,
who are sitting here today,
ambao wanakaa hapa,
can remember the beginning of Greystone.
Wanaweza kukumbuka mwanzo kabisa.
Of being in a school.
Kwa kuwa madarasani.
Of having baptisms in a swimming pool.
Na kubatizwa kwenye nafasi ya kuogea.
And so as we began to share those stories together.
Na wakati tulikuwa tukichangia mawazo.
Of Greystone's beginning and Restoration's beginning.
Na hii kanisa ilianza na Restoration nayo ikaanza.
We consider it a deep, deep privilege. To celebrate with Restoration.
Na kuchangia na kumsifu Mungu kwa pamoja na Restoration.
Their first baptisms.
Na kutakuwa na ubatizo wao wa kwanza leo.
And so today.
Na leo.
We celebrate the baptisms of Audrey and Divine.
Tutakwenda kuona jinsi gani ubatizo utafanyika.
Brothers and sisters together.
Na ndugu zetu tabatizwa.
Par rapport à la confession à l'eau, devant l'église et en Zambé, devant en Zambé Nyoso, Nazali Poumati Sayo, Nakombo et Atata, Yamwana, et Amoli Moussat.
Stand, greet each other with the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you. Greystone a little longer than is traditional, but there is lunch, and so after the service, we will be having lunch in the fellowship hall. I hope that you will join us for that. Just a few of announcements before we leave and before we sing together. Several things going on this week. The spring carnival is on Wednesday, and so... And Kara is ready for lunch. The spring carnival is on Wednesday. I hope that you will come back. Bring some friends. We're going to be grilling hot dogs and hamburgers. We're going to be playing outside. So join us on Wednesday. If you'd like to volunteer, please send April an email. Also, Friday night is the Arch McFadden dinner. And so come and dance and celebrate. And I think we're having barbecue and fried chicken, which is always a good time. So come back on Friday for the Arch McFadden dinner. Next Sunday, two things. If you're part of the Leadership Council, you need to come for the Leadership Council tomorrow, next Sunday after church. And next Sunday is Pocket Change Sunday. So dig in those sofa cushions, look in the cup holders in your car, and bring your change. Our children will be collecting pocket change for Meals on Wheels. So next Sunday is Pocket Change Sunday. Before we leave, I'd like to bless lunch so that we can go ahead and eat together and won't have to do that in that space. So let's pray together. Gracious and merciful God, for your spirit that transcends all barriers and all languages, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for this church and for Restoration Church. We give you thanks for all that we hold in common and hold dear together. And we pray that those things that bind us together, your love, your spirit, will be made known in the breaking of bread and in lunch. Bless our meal together and bless our fellowship by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's sing together.